ولعافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من شر ما خلق. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Between the chapter on Babu Satri Auratil Muslim, the chapter on concealing the faults of a Muslim, hiding the faults of a Muslim, and preventing from spreading it without any zarurat. Zarurat, we explained last time, is people are being harmed, there's problems being caused in the society, and the mistake or the fault of the person is not with the person himself only, but is making ta'addi, meaning it's spreading, and the harm is being caused to others. So in that case, it becomes necessary now to expose the fault of this person, in the sense that other people will be saved from his harm. So the hadith we did yesterday, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, سَمِعَتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ كُلُّ أُمَّتِي مُعَافٍ إِلَّا الْمُجَاهِرِينَ وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْمُجَاهَرَةِ أَنْ يَعْمَلَ الرَّجُلُ بِاللَّيْلِ عَمَلًا ثُمَّ يُصْبِحُ وَقَدْ سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا فُلَانَ عملت البارحة كذا وكذا. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah will forgive everybody's sins except that person who's a mujahir. And then he explains Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, what is this mujahir? He's that person that he does a sin at night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wakes up in the morning in such a condition that Allah Pak has concealed that sin. Allah Pak has not exposed that guna of his that he has committed. But this person, what he does is he goes around saying, Ya Fulan, O person, Amiltul Barihata Kaza wa Kaza. Last night I did this and I did that. He starts bragging about his gunas. He starts speaking about his gunas. Therefore, when it comes to gunas, ulama explained that we should never take any kind of happiness and pride about talking about it. Sometimes you'll find a person, he'll talk about his past so bragfully and boastfully that, you know, this is what I did and this is what I did. And when he opens up his story, he'll be proud of those things that were guna. We should be very careful. We should try and conceal it and hope to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you have hidden my faults in this dunya, on the day of Qiyamah, O Allah, do not expose me. Do not expose my gunas on the day of Qiyamah. So this hadith is saying, now this person, he committed a guna, Allah Pak had hid it, but yet he was still bragging about it. So then Rasulullah s.a.w. explaining, وَقَدْ بَاتَ يَسْتُرُهُ رَبُّهُ وَيُسْبِحُ يَكْشِفُ سِتْرَ اللَّهِ عَنْهُ, that he had slept in such a condition that Allah Pak had covered it. We mentioned that sitar actually means like a curtain, like a cover. Allah Pak had put a cover over it as though it is concealed now. But what he does in the morning, he wakes up and he takes out that cover. He removes the cover that Allah Pak had put over it and he exposes himself. So this is the person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive. So this is what this hadith is explaining, that kullu ummati mu'afin, that there's tawbah for every person. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone slips up. So there's tawbah for that person, except for that person that starts bragging about his gunas. In other words, now he's taking pleasure and he's not regretful of his gunas. We did some time back that the three conditions of a guna is a person leaves the guna, a person he makes niyat that he's not going to return to the guna, and the third condition that is required from a person is that he leaves that mahol and that environment where the guna is committed. So imagine that person now, that who he can never be having that intention in his heart to leave it. He can't be regretful of it. So two conditions already are not met by him bragging about his gunas. So therefore it is necessary, if a person wants the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should try and hide his faults, don't even speak about it, and he should be regretful over it. Today's hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا زنت الأمة فتبين زناها فليجلدها الحد ولا يثرب عليها ثم إن زنت الثانية فليجلدها الحد ولا يثرب عليها ثم إن زنت الثالثة فليبيعها ولو بحبل من شعر. اتفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that if a slave woman, if a bondswoman, she happens to commit zina, then she should be flogged. But wala yusarrib alayha, don't do anything else further. In other words, don't rebuke her. This is what the hadith is saying. Don't rebuke her. Because by rebuking her and taunting her, you are actually exposing her falsehood. She committed a guna. The guna required that she be flogged, so that's what should be done according to Islam, that she be flogged. And thereafter, don't even rebuke her, because this rebuke will be some kind of exposing her sins. Islam is not asking you to expose even that sunnah that deserves had, to such an extent that the person has to go to conceal the faults of a person. Then the hadith says, if she commits zina again, despite that, again you flog her, but again don't rebuke her, don't expose her, don't expose her sins to the public. And then the hadith is saying, even Janat is salika, if she still goes again and commits zina, fal yabi'ha, then sell her, because there's no good in this type of woman that continuously commits zina. Sell her, even if it means you're selling her in exchange for a rope made of fibers. In other words, for a petty amount, even if you sell her, if you, it's good for you to sell her, don't keep her, you should sell her, because there's no good in this woman. Ulama explained that now when a person is selling her, should he expose this fault of hers? He say in this situation it is necessary to expose the fault. And some ulama say that even in this situation, if a person is able not to expose the fault in such a way that there's hope that this woman has made tawbah, she has changed her life, and the new owner will be such that he'll keep her in such a condition where she won't commit the zina again, then in that condition also this woman's fault shouldn't be exposed. So this extent that ulama explained that a person's fault should be hidden. Can you imagine? He had full ownership of this woman. Islam recognizes that type of ownership. He had full type of ownership. But despite that, he's told that don't go one inch further and expose the sin of somebody that was in his ownership. Can you imagine somebody who's not in our ownership, a third person, a third party? How much we should be careful that we don't expose any guna of this. There's another hadith that's a short hadith that got to do it, almost the same meaning, so we'll do it today. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu qal, Utiyan Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi rajulin qad shariba khamran. One person was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was brought in a condition that he had drunk wine. So he was drunk. Qala idribuhu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said that hit him. This was done to teach the ummah, to teach the people that don't do it. So there's some type of rebuke that's taken. So Rasulullah told them, it hit him. قال أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه فمن الضارب بيده. So some of us hit him. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه. Some of us hit him with our hands. والضارب بنعله. Some of us took out our chumples and we gave him some shots. والضارب بثوبه. Some of us had a piece of cloth and we gave him a few shots with the cloth. فلما انصرف. So when this person, he turned away, now he was going away, قَالَ بَعْضُ الْقَوْمِ, one person said, أَخْزَاكَ اللَّهُ, may Allah Pak disgrace you. So this was what, now he's going away, after he got that hiding that Rasulullah ﷺ told the Sahaba, give it to him because he was drinking. So one person said, أَخْزَاكَ اللَّهُ, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgrace you. Then Rasulullah ﷺ spoke. He said, وَلَا تَقُولُ هَذَا, don't say this. وَلَا تُعِينُ عَلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَان, don't help shaitan against this man. In other words, he got what he deserved now. He doesn't deserve anything else further. Even though he was publicly drinking, he doesn't deserve anything else further. He didn't deserve that badwa of yours, that may Allah Pak disgrace you. That wasn't even necessary. There was no need for you to say that one inch extra. So you shouldn't have said him. Don't assist shaitan against him. In other words, shaitan wants to destroy a person. By you disclosing his faults, and by you making dua against him, you're actually helping shaitan. You're not helping anybody else besides helping shaitan against that man. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. This is the justice of Islam. No matter which way we look at it, that despite the person publicly drinking, that woman committing zina, even in those situations, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us, don't go even one inch further. How careful we should be when it comes to all everybody else who has rights over us and everybody else in the community. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.